Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm not sure what it means that I'm almost out of coffee already. Yikes. I knew I didn't bring enough. I always tell myself, I got plenty. It'll give me a nice boost. And then it's almost gone by the time I go on the air and I think, oh, I should have brought some more. It's going to be all right. My natural energy, the joy in being able to host a radio show will give me energy and keep me going. Or not, and I'll say dumb stuff because that's what happens when I'm tired. I'm actually not feeling terrible, just a little nervous that the coffee and the fuel may wear off. So we'll see. I suppose I've done shows on no sleep. In fact, my record, I once did a radio show being awake almost 40 hours. That was not a good idea. It actually happened here in this studio. Thank you, Jay. That I had another gig that I was working, and I had to drive back from Newport, Rhode Island, and I had done a show the night before, driven to Newport, worked all day in the heat. This was a summer deal. Turned around and drove back to Lower Manhattan, which is where CBS Sports Radio headquarters are located, and then did a radio show again. It was a Sunday evening, if I remember correctly, and my producer at the time, this was going way back to 14, maybe 2014 or 15. My producer at the time was, I don't remember if he was playing. We had an interview that we had pre-taped, which we sometimes do. You know, when we're talking to athletes, especially on NFL Sundays, this would have been the summertime, but especially on Sundays, a lot of times we would pre-tape for our evening show. And so we aired this interview with whatever athlete it was, and I put my head down on the desk in front of me and actually fell asleep. So he is trying to get my attention from beyond the other side of the double pane glass. He's yelling into my headphones. I have taken the headphones off because I just needed 5 minutes of peace and quiet. And I actually fell asleep. So he comes running in here, Amy, 60 seconds. And I had to sit up and start talking again. Clearly not enough coffee on that day. Oh, the things I've done for radio shows. Remember the summer that LeBron, it was actually July 4th week, that LeBron James first announced his decision. It was a Thursday evening. It was July 4th week. Same type of thing. I was working an event in Newport, Rhode Island all week, and I was driving back and forth from there to Bristol, Connecticut, because that's where my other, my previous network was. And so every day I had to drive the 3+ hour round. Actually, it was closer to 5 hour round trip. You know what got me through? Backstreet Boys. I just remember I was listening to the Backstreet Boys up and back, up and back, up and back.
Huge fan of the Backstreet Boys.
See, Jimmy Butler and I share that. Plus, Butler also loves coffee. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It is the hump show, middle show of the work week. We have a veritable smorgasbord of news and other activities, shenanigans, if you will, to get involved in on this edition of the show, our middle show of the work week. Love it if you want to find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And the reason we ask you to find social is, you know what? It's the trifecta to find social on this edition of the show. Are you ready? First of all, you get to ask Amy anything. So send your questions to either Twitter or Facebook. Producer Jay is already looking. Actually, last week he ran out of quality questions. How did that happen? How did you run out of questions? I kind of feel like that might be operator error. Oh, call me crazy. Did I just answer the questions too quickly?
I don't know. Maybe I just need some more material.
Maybe
some better material
this do. Week. Let's not run out of questions because then it becomes awkward and it stalls. And I believe that there are already dozens of questions that have been posted. So check it out on either Twitter or Facebook and send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. And I know I said this last week, but I really mean it this time. We are planning a new video version of Ask Amy. We haven't done one since Super Bowl week, and that was mid-February, right? So it's time. We're talking nearly 2 months later. The reason that we put it off is because we ended up putting the Chubby Bunny video on YouTube, and we don't like to put up too many videos all at the same time, unless it happens to be a series or for Super Bowl week. We put up a different video every day. But we like to give our videos time to breathe. So if you haven't seen the new Chubby Bunny video, it is up. The After Hours Chubby Bunny Championship, the fourth annual affair. And no one died. That's what I can say. There definitely was a mess. And your host definitely did not win because I don't. But I did managed to go further than I've ever gone before in Chubby Bunny. And I think that's because I was not serving as the MC. We brought in an MC to help us. And also, we brought in a ringer. Little known to us, there was a ringer. He should have confessed that he was a Chubby Bunny champion in the making, but he failed to mention that he had an inside track. So you'll have to check it out. That's on our YouTube channel now, After Hours with Amy Lawrence on YouTube. Oh, I didn't even realize this, but James wants to know, how long has Chubby Bunny been going on? Well, I just mentioned the fourth annual Chubby Bunny Championship. And I think it's pretty obvious how it got its name. Bunnies have big cheeks, and you stuck marshmallows in your cheeks, and that's why it looks like a chubby bunny. Anyway, so thank you, James, for asking. That's up on our YouTube channel today, and we'd love for you to check it out. Many of you are already commenting, and we were laughing along with you. That's part of the problem. It's part of why I stink at this, is because I cannot laugh and stuff marshmallows into my cheeks at the same time. So if you want to check it out, great. If you want to try your own, some of you have been letting me know how many marshmallows you were able to stuff in your own version of Chubby Bunny. So that's one reason. Okay, so one reason to go to our social media is to send questions for Ask Amy Anything and also to check out the Chubby Bunny World Championship. Next reason to go to our Twitter page, in this case, or my Twitter, is that we continue to gauge your reaction to the whale video. Jay, I showed it to Bob. First of all, Bob and I are both in agreement that we want to have that happen to us. He is certain that it's real. Now, initially, he watched it without the audio, and I said, no. You have to get the audio because the whales are so close to the couple on the surfboard, and because you can hear them, right? You can hear the blowhole. You can hear them firing water up into the air. You can hear the reaction of the couple on the surfboard as they're kind of hanging out, chilling, and all of a sudden, there's three whales chilling with them, and they're literally right next to the surfboard, not to mention under the surfboard. And so anyway, Bob and I watched it. I told him I'm jealous. He agrees that would be one heck of an experience. So we want that to be us. We want to be on a surfboard. Maybe we'll just hang out somewhere at a surfboard and hope that some curious whales come by and give us a show. But I had to show him the eye. There's an eye of a whale. It's just looking at them from inside the water. It's crazy. And then, of course, at the very end, if you watch the whole 90 seconds of the video, at the end, the two whales are just, one of them specifically, he's got his fin up in the air, and he's waving at him.
Hanging out.
And then he's upside down and both his fins are up in the air. It's amazing. So if you haven't seen the whale video, what we asked you, and I think general consensus is that this is real. So he didn't believe that it would be possible to do this except for in a tank, right? Like a SeaWorld thing. But we didn't think there was any way. Well, there's always a way with computers, but we didn't think there was any way that the two on the surfboard could be that accomplished as actors. We felt like their reactions were pretty genuine.
Yeah, they were genuine. And so you listen to it, the volume, like you said, you could hear the woman's kind of tone of voice, kind of.
Well, and his face, too.
Yeah.
His face as he realizes what's behind them and then what's right next to them. You pointed out that initially his foot was dangling in the mm-hmm. water. And then you get about, 40 seconds, 45 seconds into the video, and the whale literally pops. He's underneath the surfboard, and he comes up on the other side, and all of a sudden his foot is no longer in the water.
Yeah, that's
but
what
no
I'm saying.
Joke, he could have put his foot in the water and put it on the whale. So if you haven't seen this, I'm going to retweet it one more time because I think it's astounding. And I so want this to happen to me. Why can't this happen to me? So I'm retweeting it right now. If I can figure out where it is. There it is. Found it. Retweeting it right now. So on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. By the way, I feel like we should be able to take some credit for this. Last night. Actually, it's early, early Tuesday morning for those of you in the Eastern and Central time zones. We had about 90 minutes left in the show, and we started talking about this whale video because I wanted Jay to watch it and to figure out if it was real or if it was computer generated, if these are fake whales or the people and the whales are not in the same place. I mean, there is a chance the people could be somewhere else entirely and they just Photoshop it or drop it in, right? Which would make me so angry. It would make me so angry if we're being duped,
There's
Jay.
There's a chance. But
there is a chance.
At this point where it's circulated so many times and has so many views and no one's been able to confirm that it's fake yet is a good sign, I think.
Right, except we thought the Steph Curry video mm-hmm. of him chucking basketballs from one corner of the court and throwing them overhand into the hoop at the other end, we thought that was real.
Yeah, but I feel like
we were duped because he lied.
Yes.
He totally lied.
Straight up lied.
Oh, yeah. Straight up lied.
Very much duped. I thought I wanted that to be real. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I feel like the Curry video, I feel like was dubbed a fake within 24 hours. You know, once it started to really get out there, people were like, oh, yeah, that's fake, and pointed out why. Then it was deemed fake. This one, nothing like that. It's real.
I think it is too, but I'm reserving judgment a little bit because of what can happen with movies. You know how often movies, they're not real animals when they're, obviously the dinosaurs that we see are not real.
Yeah, CGI.
But every now and then, I mean, they're fake computer graphics for a lot of different wild animals or stunt scenes or mountains or beaches or deserts. I mean, a lot of these movies are not filmed on location anymore. Star Wars is, by the way, just in case you're wondering. Anyway, when we started talking about the whale video, I would say it was about 90 minutes left in our show last time. There were 11.2 million views. Okay. My Twitter blew up as soon as I started talking about the whale video. Many of you wanted to go check it out for yourself and yourselves. And so we saw the numbers of you that were following us and responding, and that's cool. This is the kind of stuff that takes us off the beaten path, and we enjoy this kind of stuff. 90 minutes later, the whale video had an extra 200,000 views. I kind of feel like our show should take a little credit for that. 90 minutes, we're highlighting on our show, and it's got another 200,000 views. Jay.
I think it's directly correlated. I don't see how it couldn't be.
It has to be. Of course it has to be. Well, now it's up to 13 million views. So we're going to try this again. If you would like to be part of the After Hours army that pushes this video to even more views, starting now, so we have about 4 hours to go in our show, not quite, 3:45, we need you to go to Twitter. Again, A-Law Radio. Let us know if you think it's real or it's fake. That's most important. But also, let's push the views. Let's push the views. So I'm convinced and also jealous. We want you to let us know. what you think. And again, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Last thing. See, we got a trifecta for our social tonight. It's a good chance to interact. No basketball, no hockey tonight. Jay, what was that face? You're sad, aren't you? Are you so sad?
No,
you're not sad.
It was like a weird feeling, honestly, at home before coming in. I was like kind of lost. I was like, what do I do?
Were you? You should have done yoga like I did.
I could use that, honestly.
A little sore now, but not quite as sore as I was last week when I couldn't laugh. So yoga, long conversation with Bob. What else did I do? Huh. Work. I did some work. it's lost. I don't really know what I did. Yoga was the big thing, though. And it was great to not have to worry about going anywhere, watching anything for just one night. Well, and tomorrow night.
Return of the Jedi was on,
oh,
actually.
Oh, see, that's the thing. My friend Kyle. Hi, Kyle. I think he's listening right now. My friend Kyle, he actually sent me a text to tell me that our favorite Star Wars movie, Return of the Jedi, was on. Someone else posted on our Facebook page that Empire Strikes Back was on TNT.
Oh,
so it must have been a marathon of sorts. The one night I don't turn on the TV and I somehow miss the Star Wars marathon.
Wow, a midweek Star Wars marathon.
Yeah, that's not a good idea, actually, because I would get zero done. And tomorrow I'm completely booked up. I've got going to take advantage of no hoops in hockey because they're back, or hoops is back on Thursday. But tomorrow's dentist appointment.
Important, though. Get out of the way.
Yes, it's just a cleaning. Don't worry. I'm not getting a root canal. So it's a cleaning, and then I've got boom, 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 four different stops. Oh, you know what? Bob's birthday is next week.
Ooh.
So here's what I'm planning. Now, I will see Bob in 3 weeks. Still feels like forever. We started counting down at, I think, 10 or 11 weeks, and we're finally down to just three. But it still feels like forever. Anyway, his birthday is next week, and even though I could just take his gifts to him, I am taking him a couple gifts. I can't. See, he cheats, and he listens to the show.
Oh, right.
Stop it, Bob. Just plug your ears right now. Plug your ears and go la, 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 la. He won't do it. So I can't
take this part out of the podcast.
Right, I can't. There you go. Thank you. So I have three gifts for him. Gift one, gift two, gift three. Are you ready? Wait, are you really going to take this out of the podcast?
I don't think I can, but
liar.
I can,
yes,
but
you can. So the first gift, I'll just say it's one that's easier to mail. So I decided he had to have at least a gift in the mail, right? So gift number one will go in the mail.
And get there before or on the day you're trying to?
Yeah, hopefully. His mail system is not the best where he lives in Texas. And so I've learned the hard way that things take forever to get there. So, yes, sending card and, oh, you're going to have to take this out of the podcast. And gift number one. Gift number two will go with me along with what is gift number three. That is, what do I do really well? Well, name one of the things that, your favorite thing that I do really well.
I would say bake.
Yes. So there is going to be, you're going to have to take this out of the podcast. There'll be another gift number three that I'm taking with me that is not something I bought, but something I made. All right?
All right.
So three gifts, the trifecta. It's our, because I had my birthday. By the way, I got no gift for my birthday.
Nothing.
Well, because we'd only been together 2 weeks then, so I can understand. Now, here's what he's since done. Are you ready? So two things. Number one, he has told me that when we're on our hiking trip in June, he has a surprise for me. Ooh. He wouldn't give me any hints. I tried. I don't do well with surprises, but he's phenomenal at surprises. So far, he's surprised me a bunch, and I don't have any idea what the birthday surprise is.
Oh, this is officially a birthday surprise.
Yeah, no, it's for my birthday.
Okay.
He said that he wanted to get to know me a little bit better before he decided what to do for my birthday. So now he says that it's a surprise when I see him in June. But do you know how else he surprised me? Flowers showed up at my door on Sunday.
Just for the occasion?
Just because.
There you go.
Because I'm special.
Well, that's awesome.
No, actually, they were because it was 3 months.
Oh, well, there you go. So, you get a present, you get 3 months flowers.
I love how sappy he is.
All right.
We celebrate 3 months. So, yes, I didn't get an actual birthday gift, but there's a surprise, and I just got flowers on Sunday. They're awesome. They're really pretty. No, I'm not posting a photo.
No photos?
No photos of Bob's flowers. No. So anyway, yeah, that's what I have to do tomorrow is mail birthday gift number one to Bob. I mean, I've given you gifts for your birthday. How do I do at birthday gifts?
Oh, batting 1,000.
1,000?
1,000.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Even though there's one particular gift that I gave you that you refused to use?
I'm using it.
No, you're not. You liar. It's been over a year and it's still in your closet.
It's maybe a different purpose than it was intended, but it's being used. It's decoration. It looks great.
Oh my God.
Batting 1,000.
You know what? I hate you and I'm never giving you any more birthday gifts. You jerk.
You used the gift I gave you tonight. No.
Okay. No. Jerk. I am not giving you any more birthday gifts. How seriously, is that what you're going to use it for now? Decoration?
It looks phenomenal.
Okay, I'm going to stab you with this pen, and then I'm taking my birthday gift back.
No take backs.
No, yes, I want it back.
It doesn't work like that.
Oh my God, that's it. No more gifts for you. None. Back to the whale video, because at least the whale video doesn't get me fired up. No more gifts for Jay.
All the gifts.
Okay, so Alan says that is so real. That is so real. Tony says fake. It's hardly even moving their kayak. Although he spells kayak wrong. But whatever, who cares? He believes it's fake because the whales are not even moving their kayak. Well, I don't think the whales hit the kayak. I think they were just curious. They weren't killer whales. Anyway, you got to check out this whale video for yourself. I just retweeted A-Law Radio. We're going to get this up to 14 million views over the course of our show. Why are you in there giggling to yourself?
That's weird.
Weird.
I'm just reading another comment that now I see someone says it's a paddleboard, kayak, surf. Like which we just need to confirm which...
Do we?
Which watercraft this is.
You can't really. It looks to me like a surfboard or a paddleboard, one or the other. But you can paddleboard on a surfboard.
Yeah.
So it's not a kayak. Because they're sitting on top of it.
Doesn't look like a kayak.
You have kayaks. I don't think it looks like a kayak. I think it's a surfboard. But I think they're paddling on it.
All right.
What do you think it is?
I think it's a paddleboard. But it doesn't look wide enough to be a paddleboard. It looks more
like
a surfboard to me than
a paddleboard.
Right, I was
going to say, the surfboard is long and slim and has room for two people. A paddleboard doesn't... Well, I guess sometimes you could put a person sitting on the front of it, but generally a paddleboard doesn't have room for two people.
We'll go with a surfboard that they're paddling.
Yeah, I think they're just out having a relaxing afternoon in the water. They have wedding rings on, so well, I guess we shouldn't assume. You know what happens when you assume, but it looks like they're a married couple or could be a married couple, and they're just hanging out.
Looks peaceful.
Speaking Espanol. Vamos, she says. It's really cool. I need that to happen. Where can we sign up for that? If it's fake, can we sign up for it?
There's been whales in the area where I kayak before. It does happen. It's rare, but it does happen.
What kind of whale?
Humpback whale. There's been at least 3 in the last 10 years.
Do you know shark sightings are up around Long Island? You better be careful.
That I don't want to see. That I do not want
to
see.
All right. Go to Twitter. Check out the video. For those of you who only follow us on Facebook, well, you better get your act together because the whale video, is it real or is it fake? Plus, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. And while you're at it, we've got a question for you. I'll set it up coming up next. It's After Hours here on...
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
The finals are here, and the biggest assist is happening off the court. BetQL has the best sportsbook deals, bonus offers, and exclusive access to risk-free bets, giving you more bang for your basketball buck. Visit BetQL to unlock special offers and finish the season on a winning note. Whether you're riding with the Joker in Denver or playoff Jimmy in Miami, BetQL's bonus offers can be the alley to your sports betting oop. Go to BetQL.com/hoops to take advantage of these exclusive offers. That's BetQL.com/hoops.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
As the Eastern Conference Championship belongs to the Heat, 103-84 the final. For the seventh time in the 35 years of Miami Heat basketball, your Miami Heat will battle for the NBA's title.
Getting you to the good half of your week, it's the Hump Show on After Hours.
You may not have believed it. Many experts and prognosticators and analysts may not have believed it. But Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat knew that they would be headed to the NBA Finals. In fact, Jimmy kept saying it publicly. Jimmy kept telling us. He told us after they beat the... I forgot who they beat in the second round. Milwaukee in the first round. Was it the Knicks in the second round? All right, see, this is what happens. The NBA playoffs go on so long that I can't even remember who played who in the second round. Oh, yes, because Celtics played Sixers and Heat played Knicks. Okay, so they take out the Knicks, and as they're getting set to play the Celtics, he says, we're going to be the first team to four wins. And then even after they dropped game four, we're going to win game five. We're going to win game six. We're going to win game seven. Which they finally did. And you may remember going back a year ago, Jimmy Butler, in all of his disappointment over the Heat as the top seed in the East, failing to make the NBA Finals. This was exactly a year ago yesterday. Failing to make the NBA Finals. He sat in his post-game press conference and he said, this is not the end. We will be back.
Grateful for the opportunity to play with the guys that I did have the opportunity to play with. And it's been like that every year that I've played in the league. So we had enough. Next year, we will have enough. And we're going to be right back in the same situation. And we're going to get it done.
We're going to be back in the same situation, meaning the Eastern Conference Finals, and we're going to get it done. And he didn't just tell us that a year ago or continue to speak it publicly over the course of the last couple of weeks. But apparently, now he might have a thing for Coco Gauff because it sounds like he's been blowing up her DMs. Or what's it called? Would the kids say it's sliding into her DMs?
That's right. Sliding
into her DMs. But she is a Miami Heat fan. You'll hear her in this clip from the French Open after she won her first match in Paris. She calls the Miami Heat we. It took me a minute to figure out who she was talking about when she was using the pronoun we. She's talking about the Heat because she identifies herself as a Miami Heat fan. Well, she tells this amazing story, and she's been holding on to this story. She couldn't tell it because until Monday night, the Heat had not reached their destination. But apparently, Jimmy Butler had been telling her this all along.
This was before we were in the playoffs. The Heat were in the playoffs. He offered me tickets to see the last home game of the season. And then he DM'd me like a couple weeks later asking if I wanted more tickets to see the postseason. And I said, I won't be here. I'll be in Madrid and then Rome and then France. And then he said, okay, when we make the finals, let me know if your family wants some tickets. So this was before we were even in the playoffs. This is before we lost to the Hawks for the first play-in game. And I just felt like I knew – that, you know, everybody's like, we have a 3% chance of making the finals. But when he sent me that, I knew we were making the finals, because he didn't say if we make the finals. He said when we make the finals. So now that he were in the finals, I can say that story. But I remember screenshotting it and sending it to my family, and I was like, oh, we're going to the finals. So that's my Jimmy Butler story. He pretty much said that we were going to the finals before we even qualified for the playoffs. And I just really like that mentality of him. So that's the story.
Would that be Jimmy Butler shooting his shot? He actually offered her finals tickets before they even made the playoffs. And he also DM'd her, and he offered, now see, this would work for me. Tickets for your family, not just tickets for you because, oh, you're going to be out of town in old Paris, but
oh,
tickets
my God.
For your family. I like it. Emmanuel Babari is here in studio, and he's got this giant grin on his face, and he's nodding. This is definitely Jimmy Butler shooting his shot.
It's shooting your shot because it can go very wrong. It can go even more wrong than a normal slide into the DMs. So you add all the layers on top of this, it's definitely shooting your shot.
I say all the time he has unwavering, indefatigable confidence, and not just in the team setting, but apparently, how can you not be wooed by that?
Damn
forget
right.
the final, forget the finals tickets, but I mean the fact that he called it. He not only shot, he was shooting his shot, but he was calling his shot before he even had the ball.
Yeah, that's bringing it home.
That is. That's
by Jimmy Butler.
Why can't we all be like Jimmy Butler? That's pretty awesome. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So I have to ask you this question, Emmanuel. Are you here next hour?
I will not be here next hour.
Emmanuel needs his beauty sleep, so he's leaving. Okay, so now you're going to be put on the spot.
Right.
So our question for tonight, our hump show, is rank your top three sports months of the year. We love to rank things in this business. And here we are. It's the last day of May. On Wednesday is the last day of May. So we've come through this incredibly hectic stretch in sports, going back to March Madness, which also happened to be Easter weekend, right? It was crazy. Oh, actually, that was the weekend after. Beginning of April, March Madness, Final Four, and then it's just been nonstop since then. So is it April? Is it May? Is it October? Is it September? Is it December? What do you think?
October has to be in there.
You have to rank them.
I have to rank them, though.
Rank them.
So October is going to be number one for me because you have playoff baseball, have football, basketball, and hockey are getting started.
It's the only month of the year when all four major pro team sports are in operation.
October 1, March 2.
March, okay. He's going March.
March 2. Mm. And three is tough.
I like this question.
Maybe January.
NFL playoffs?
NFL playoffs. January, you have NFL playoffs. I feel like you still have meaningful stuff going on in the other sports. You have baseball offseason.
You had me in NFL playoffs. NFL postseason. Actually, this now, because they've added another week, you have the end of the regular season in January and then on into playoffs.
Yeah, I feel like to crack the top three, you have to have multi-sports going
on. Oh, okay.
One sport can't just carry that month.
No.
Now, NFL playoffs is significant, but I want my top three to have at least two sports having something significant going on.
Okay, well, in that case, you have you also have the college football national championship in January, but you do have NBA, NHL, plus you have college basketball that starts to get crazy with its conference tournaments.
Right. So I do like January. I like October. October. Yes. What was my second one?
March.
October, March, and January. 1, 2, 3.
October, March, January. All right. I like that. That's Emmanuel Babari. He's the first guinea pig to take our show question. It's not really a poll, but to answer our show question. So we'll see. Thank you. Put you on the spot. We'll see. That is our question for tonight's show, though, considering that we are bidding farewell to May on Wednesday. Wowzers. We're heading into June. People say the summer is slow. I don't know about that. What are your top three sports months on the calendar? So you got to rank them. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, check out the whale video. Some of you think it's real. Some of you think it's not real.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
Yes. Amy's taking your calls at 855-212-4CBS.
Dwayne's listening in Salt Lake City up next on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Good morning, Amy. Thank you for taking my call. Great name. I've got a daughter named Amy, and I've got a great-granddaughter named Amy.
Sweet.
I listen to you, and I love it. I love it.
Another crazy night in sports, which means you need a crazy host, and that is me.
Love you, Amy.
You just made my night.
This must be love.
He's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Boom! I honestly think people would miss the boom more than they would miss me if I chose to take a different job or try something new. But that's all right if that's how you know me and that's what you listen for at the end of the show. Many people, when we miss the boom or choose not to do it. So sometimes we have fill-in producers when Jay is out and they don't understand how important it is to lower the boom. And so instead they miss it altogether and people get very agitated. They have great angst over no boom. So I feel as though the boom is what some people would miss the most, but that's all right. We'll take the boom with us wherever we go. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. We will get into some QB news. Why? It's the end of May. Why would we get into QB news, you ask? Oh, well, just wait. John Gruden is back. Did you know? And there's a quarterback competition in Tampa. Hasn't been one there in a while, that's for sure. raise your hand if you're rooting for Baker Mayfield.
They always come back.
Oh, ew. When you play that creepy drop from him, I'm no longer rooting. I raised my hand. Nothing against Kyle Trask, but I do think this could be a new lease on life for Baker Mayfield. The man's been humbled. He now has to sing for his supper, if you will.
No, man, that's the way to fight for the Hey.
Happy to be home.
Happy to be home, man. Rams on three. 1, 2, 3. Rams.
It lasted for 3 months, and now he's in a new home. But I don't care. He's got some real moxie. So I'm rooting for Baker Mayfield. Now I am. I'm rooting for Baker. I like this Baker. It's a different Baker. So anyway, we've got a quarterback competition in Tampa. We also have the reintroduction of Calvin Ridley to the football field, which is, I mean, I didn't really think about the fact that he'd be rusty after a year away because he wasn't hurt. Remember, he was taking time away for his mental health, and then he engaged in gambling on football, for which he was suspended a year from the NFL. And still, there are guys who are gambling. I guess they don't think Calvin Ridley could happen to them. Anyway, so he's back, and I guess he's trying to shake the rust off and just get back into a groove, which I really didn't consider. But he's with the Jaguars now. To add a weapon to the group they've already have is, I think, going to make them a formidable foe even more than they were in the second half of last season. So we'll do some football at the top of the hour. A surprising move with the Golden State Warriors. They are waiting to find out if Draymond Green will pick up the option. I can't remember exactly how much money it's for, somewhere around $27 million for next season. I know I can hear you now. Many of you don't think he's worth $27 million. If he picks up the player option, he's getting it, regardless of whether or not you think he is worth it. Klay Thompson has one more year on his deal. Are they going to offer him a supermax or a contract extension? So you have those two guys that are pressing, I would say, this offseason. Plus, they need to find some other pieces to put around their core, because this year they didn't have what they needed to compete for a championship. They did have a couple of guys injured. Gary Payton was out for a good portion of the season. That whole James Wiseman experience went totally wrong. Experiment, I should say. It went totally wrong. Did he even play a game for them? Maybe a couple, but they drafted him number two overall. What was it, 3 years ago? I know we haven't had this year's NBA draft yet. It's coming up, though, next month. And it never panned out. So they used a number two overall pick on him, and it never panned out. So that's one miss. That's why there's no such thing as a sure thing when you're talking about drafting college students. And then they ended up without Andrew Wiggins for a good chunk of the season, but the big deal is that they just couldn't win on the road. Their defense was brutal away from home this year. They won all of 8 road games, 8 out of 41 road games this season. Those Warriors have got a change in leadership at the top. And so we'll talk about that coming up at the top. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, I told you we had a show question. We posed it to Emmanuel Babari before he departed the building. But man, we've given you all kinds of reasons. If you go to my Twitter now, A-Law Radio, I've got them all stacked up so you can find them right off the top of my feed. We've got the post, the bright orange box with the thought bubble because you're thinking about what you want to ask me. Ask Amy anything. So that's on my Twitter. Then the Chubby Bunny World Championship in video form, also on my Twitter. The whale video, though, that's really the crux of our show. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what else I say about sports. You guys mostly care about the whale video. I mean, I do too. I've showed it to people. Bob and I went over it meticulously to decide whether or not he thinks it's real. I just love the audio of it. It's an incredible video, but when you hear it, you almost feel like you're out there on the surfboard with these people. And I love their reactions. Some of you, though, don't actually think it's real.
I welcome the opinion that it's not real. I just want to know, if you're going to say that, why do you think it's not real? Because I love to look for things and see from, like, oh, if you notice something that I'm not seeing, let us know. But if you can't just say, oh, it's fake, and period, that's it. That's not an argument. You got to say why.
Right. Well, one guy said it's because their kayak barely moved. But the whale didn't touch it, right? The whale didn't touch it. He was underneath it, as what it appears. So check out the whale video. We're trying to push it up to, we'll say, 500,000 views before the show is over, because I like the fact that we can see the views climb even as we throw it out there and ask you. Even if you think it's fake, it's pretty incredible. I don't know why people are afraid. I would be like, over the moon excited. I probably would have reached out and tried to touch one of them. Would you?
Probably. Yeah. Once I realized that it was a whale and it was friendly. I mean, look, a whale's
what
not going to not be friendly.
What else would it be that big? What else would you think it was? An elephant swimming in the water?
A hippo. No, just as long as it's not a shark, like, then I'd be, yeah.
There's no way that was a shark. It was gigantic. The first one that you see. No, no way.
I don't think a whale shark would attack either.
But. No, they're too friendly. These whales are just curious.
Yeah, I think I would pet it. I wouldn't swim with it, but I would pet it.
Pet it. Yeah, that's the thing. Even if you fell in the water, who cares? I mean, whales are not, other than orcas, and these are not orcas. They're putting on a show. They're curious. They're waving bye-bye. Anyway, check it out. And then our show question is the next thing that you'll find on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. And Jay also put it up on our Facebook page. We're asking you to rank your sports months. Jay, are you ready to rank your sports months? Did you write them down? Because sometimes I think you get a little flustered if you don't write them down.
I am ready.
Sometimes you write them down, and then you get flustered trying to read them.
Either way.
Okay, go. Ready, go.
I got to go
October 1. Wait, why are you counting down instead of up? I'm kind of disappointed. Suppose. I thought you would, like, maintain some drama here. Okay, go.
Well, now 2 is May.
May.
And I'll go with February at 3.
February. How come?
Super Bowl, Winter Olympics when they're on. Mm-hmm. NBA is in full effect. NHL is in full effect. And, yeah, that's good enough for me.
All right. October, May, February. Rank your top sports months on the calendar on our social. Just because it's fun. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.